Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
37863.
Okay, and what would be the first and last name?
My name is Patricia Grimes. But I've not ordered anything from y'all that I know of. And y'all charged me $64.90, and I want to know what this is.
Yes, ma'am. I have to get the account pulled up and verified first. Just give me just a moment.
What kind of place is this?
We are a third-party call center that hosts a variety of online vendors. Just a moment, ma'am. I do apologize. And please verify the street address.
Do what?
Please verify the street address.
I live on 816 West Gold Dust Drive, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Okay, thank you for that information, ma'am. And I see that you have the KitchenAid and the membership to our Gadget website.
Do what?
I see that you have the KitchenAid and the membership to our Gadget website.
I don't even know what that is. I don't have anything from y'all.
So you don't recall receiving an email through either Amazon or Costco or another entity where you enter into a contest or a sweepstakes and you picked out the KitchenAid for the prize that you're trying to win?
I registered one time. But I never won. I mean, deals ain't winning, taking all my money. I live on Social Security. I don't have $64.90 to pay out to something like that.
So you did place the order for the $7.95 for the shipping and handling cost.
Then why did y'all charge me $56.95?
It stated in our terms of services, ma'am, that once the customer submits for the shipping and handling charge, then they would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website.
I don't want that. I want my money.
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel out the account out for you, and we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%. We send our customers a $125 voucher for the customer to use on our website.
Why would I use it on your website when I didn't get anything from you to start off with? I didn't authorize this money here.
Yes, ma'am. If you've authorized the shipping and handling charges, and by extension, you've also authorized these, you would have had to check a box that would state that you're over the age of 18 and that you understood the terms before the order could be placed.
No, I did not.
Let's see here. And the highest of refunds that we can offer you for the customer courtesy is 50%.
In other words, you're going to take this money out of my account and then offer me 50% back?
And that would also
that is fraud.
Cancellation.
I want it canceled for sure, but I'll call my bank and get them to file a suit for me when I didn't authorize that. It's illegal for you to take something out unless I sign and tell you to do it. And I've not told you to do it.
That's what the box would have been for, ma'am. But I can issue
the
refund of the $56.95, and that'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
And you're giving me what back? The $56.95?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What is that number?
CSN Charlie 26108 3652.
You said C is in Charlie 26108 3652.
That's correct.
And you said 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
My money will be back in there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I want to make sure that account's canceled.
Yes, ma'am. It'll go back into the refund will go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. You won't be charged anything else further.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.